a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. Yay! Every Friday morning. Oh, I like what you did there. We like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your roommates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Oh, yeah. That was a team effort. First thing we've done as a team this week.
Sorry, I'll stop.
That's enough. All right, fun facts for you today. There's such thing as a recursive lake, right? It's called a recursive lake.
Yeah.
And that is a lake that's on an island, and the island is in a lake.
Oh, wow.
So it's a
brain's not ready for this.
So it's like a donut, almost.
Yes.
But instead of air,
but
it's water.
It's water.
Yeah, and instead of donut, it's island, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So in Canada, there's a lake called Lake Yathiked, which has islands in lakes on islands in lakes.
Oh, my God.
On islands in lakes.
Mate, why did you bring this to me today? Okay, why?
Just a bit of fun. Mm. More than half of pilots have fallen asleep while flying. That's horrifying.
That is so horrifying.
I know there's autopilot, but still, stay awake.
Jesus.
Please, you've got one job. In 1440, the Republic of Kospaya was created by accident when a small strip of land was excluded from a peace treaty. By 1484, the neighbouring states decided it was too much trouble to redraw their border. The Republic of Kospaya survived for another 386 years, its own little country, just this little strip of land.
Beautiful. Brilliant. Little landing strip. Everyone loves that.
English-speaking birders. What's a birder?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bird keeper. Memorise bird calls by writing them out as meaningful phrases. The olive-sided flycatcher's call is, quick free beer. The American goldfinch's is, potato chip, and then they dip. And then the barred owl's is, who cooks for you? Who cooks for all?
Oh, that's amazing.
And finally, the US Department of State's anti-corruption coordinator is a man whose name is Rich Nephew. Anti-corruption, his name's Rich Nephew. That is Fun Fact Friday for this week. Fun fact.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, obviously, I've been away for the last couple of days, and you boys have been absolutely beautiful in just keeping the ship going. You know what I mean?
And someone's got it.
Yeah, I know. You've been very good. It's like everyone in the building is going down, not just with COVID, but with really random illnesses.
Yeah.
And it's very bizarre, but for some reason, someone's put the moz on us. I don't know what's
STIs
happening.
Rampant in this
just
building.
So
you just don't want
rampant.
To touch anything.
Exactly. And so I got a root canal done on Friday, which I spoke about on Monday. And I was in on Monday, and you had to give me, I had a couple Panadols and Nurofen in the morning, then you had to get out your Panadol stash and give me some before the end of the show.
Yeah.
And I was just not feeling very great, right?
No.
And then, it just all went downhill from there. Basically, I've been in pain since Sunday night.
Right.
And it turned out that my root canal, my face just didn't like what happened. And they said that it's pretty rare that it happens, because normally root canals have a bad name, right? But I didn't feel anything during it or whatever.
Good.
Yeah.
Surely you're not supposed to.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of people think, oh, God, because it's dealing with the nerve and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's really bad. No, it was great. Like, the girls that did me were awesome, right?
Mm.
But, my body just decided to freak out. Odd for me.
Yeah.
And it's rare that it can happen, but my body was like, I don't like this, and just started attacking my face.
Right.
So, man, the amount of pain I was in, you know me, I don't cry.
Mm.
And I was actually crying like the other night, like saying, Jimmy, I just wanted to stop. And he's oh my God, Jesus. Anyway, yada, yada, yada. I had to have some Endone.
Yeah.
Because Panadol and Nurofen weren't touching the sides.
Wow, yeah.
Right? And I had some Endone left from an operation I had last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm having this Endone, right?
Yeah.
And I had it one night and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. that helped, right?
Right.
So the next day, I was still in pain. I was on antibiotics. And I thought, I have to have another Endone.
Mm.
Had an Endone. 2 hours later, didn't feel any pain relief. It's just not working anymore,
so it was
right?
Over and above that.
So I had another endone. And then, because I was allowed to have, one to two on this packet, right?
Okay, right.
So I had a second one.
Yeah.
It still didn't kick in a couple of hours later. So we called nurse on call. They're like, go to the hospital, whatever. We got in the car to go to the hospital.
Called the nurse, you're like, I've had five because it says 1, 2, 2.
Yeah.
So five?
Five. And then we turned around and came back because I'm like, what are they going to do? Like, it's a dental thing. Like, let's just try and just, we'll stay home and then I'll go in the morning. Anyway, but then the endone kicked in. And so I woke up, and when I get a really bad fever, I feel like all the dust particles are huge and they bang into each other. And that's like the trip that I kind of have when I have a really high fever. Okay. Anyway, that was happening again. And so I was like, Jimmy was sleeping and I was like grabbing on his arm and I was like, you know how a cat tries to like get comfortable?
Like claws.
So I was doing that to him and I was like, oh, Jimmy, I'm really, the dust is there.
Oh my God.
He's like, put your hands here. Yeah. It's all right. Because he was like, he's tired. He had to go to work. He's like, put your hands. It's going to be all right. You're all right. And then Wombie was like, what's going on? So Wombie came over. So I was like, oh, I'm like grabbing on Wombie's fur. Like, oh, yeah. And Wombie was just like, what the hell? He ended up jumping off the bed.
Yeah.
Which says a lot.
So who ended up in the spare bedroom? We had this conversation like 2 weeks ago.
No, there was no spare bedroom because Jimmy was worried that I was going to. I'd taken too much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need to be monitored.
Yeah, but I'm all good now. I'm on some hardcore medication, so it's all good. I don't really know what's going to happen. We'll wait and see. I'm on antibiotics and everything, but it was a wild ride.
When you went back to the doctors after the show on Monday, did they ask what you'd done in between?
Yeah, so you had to write down all the medication you had.
No, but what have you done? That were they like, did you get your root canal? Did you rest up, or did you hit the city and have a girls' night and cocktails and dancing?
Okay, I actually thought the same thing. I was like, did I maybe push it too far because I felt too good? But then, because I haven't been drinking in a long time, I realized I only had like five drinks over the course of like a whole afternoon and day.
Yeah,
so I was like, you know what? It may have contributed to it.
Yeah.
But I'm really going to tell myself maybe it didn't.
Yeah, no.
Made myself feel better. Even though I'm exactly sure you and Lingy.
Exactly how I thought it would play out. I said to Lingy, I was like, nah, she'll be like, oh, no, it'd be anything but that. Certainly wouldn't be a girls' night in the city.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Because we are about to send someone off to that climate.
Let's do it.
My, what a lovely bunch of coconuts. K-Rock's Climate Change. Escape the cold. Book your winter break now at the Travel Professionals. Hello World Travel, Leopold and Drysdale.
All right, this has been building for a few weeks now. This $15,000 holiday for two to Hawaii. Just burning a hole in our pockets, really.
I know. And who wants to go to Hawaii? Yeah. Well, in the studio, we have Nathan, Tommy, Dean, Sarah and Nicole all vying for this trip. $15,000 trip. I mean, who's got the money nowadays?
I know, right? But so when you say vying for this trip, you don't have to do anything. Your job's done, guys. The name has been chosen. Yet. But what we will do, I think, actually, because we've got time, we might just get to know quickly everybody. So, Nathan, can you just come up to this microphone for a sec, please? Nathan, your first cab off the rank, mate. What do you do for work?
I'm in marketing at the City Greater Geelong.
Are you really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you sure you are, mate?
Yeah.
Because that seems like a bit of a lie.
Yeah, I think he's lying.
Yeah.
What do you mean, lying?
Because you've got that lying face on.
Really?
Yeah. We know that face.
Because we know for a fact that you work here at K-Rock. And so does Dean, and so does Sarah, and so does Nicole, and in fact, Tommy is the only winner here. Well done, man! That around the microphone.
Mate, how does it feel?
You guys are stitch me up. Wow.
Good on you. Have you ever been to Hawaii before?
No, I haven't. Obviously, I could work on my town, I guess.
Nice, man. Well, congratulations.
We knew the whole time.
We knew the whole time. And so you had no idea that the rest of the crew here were actually K-Rock team members?
Not at all.
Yeah?
Not at all. And because I rocked up late, so I'm, and they've already filled out their forms. I thought I missed the boat, so. Yeah.
Those forms are actually overtime forms because they only start work at 9, so we have to pay them to be here, but that's fine. Amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When was the last time you had a holiday?
Oh, it's going back probably pre-kids, so 5 years ago.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, overseas, but with the kids, probably about 2 years ago, went to Queensland, which is good. But
well, get the board shorts ready, mate, because you are off to Honolulu on this $15,000 holiday, $2,000 spending money, so you don't even have to save up for your spending.
Yeah, amazing. Unreal. You go see Pearl Harbor, there's the Sunset Cruise, there's a big tour, full day Grand Circle Oahu tour. It's going to be amazing, man. You trip of a lifetime, so congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Stitchy.
All right, and you can keep that lay too. That's all yours, mate. For hygiene reasons. Huge shout out to, again, Hello World Travel, Leopold and Drysdale. They are the travel professionals. They will sort out your winter escape right now. Go see Sonia and the team in Drysdale and Brett and the team in Leopold. This has been awesome fun.
Well done.
Thanks to everybody
Tommy.
For getting involved.
Congratulations.
Really appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.